Hello, and thanks for taking a look at this poster. I will talk through the research, and our contact details are also on the poster if you'd like to ask any questions. Mothers of small children are often the target of vaccination demand interventions, and in a lot of ways, this makes sense since they are generally the primary caregiver for young children. Fathers are less often considered to be important for these sort of programs, even though we do know that they have significant power often over household decision making. And this opens up an interesting opportunity to engage with fathers more in creating demand for early infant vaccination. There are still some unknowns in this area if we're to design good interventions and good programs. So our project aimed to answer some of these questions. So first of all, we wanted to understand what role fathers have specifically in deciding whether a child should be taken for vaccination. We wanted to understand what would motivate fathers to vaccinate their children. And we also wanted to understand who fathers would trust to deliver vaccination information and messaging. So this was a mixed method study. It took place in Nigeria, Uganda, and Guinea. On the qualitative side, we spoke to mothers and fathers of young children recruited through convenience sampling, and we took transcripts of their interviews and coded them thematically. On the quantitative side, we spoke to mothers and fathers of young children again. We recruited them using a multi-stage household sampling technique, and we had a 45-minute quantitative interview with them, and then we analyzed the data descriptively. There are some main findings that are relevant to our aims that we want to pull out here. First of all, even though childcare is seen as the mother's role, fathers do often have something to do with child health and vaccination. If you look at the first graph there, you can see in Nigeria and Uganda, about half of fathers saying that it is the woman's responsibility to take children for vaccination. What is striking, though, is that the remainder say that it either is the man's responsibility or it is a shared responsibility. And you can see in Guinea, the idea that it's shared or the man's responsibility is even higher. So fathers do see a place for themselves in this area. It's not just something that the woman takes care of. Secondly, fathers often grant permission for mothers to vaccinate children or for mothers to leave the house. And the third point as well being that the man's opinion does carry a lot of weight in the household, with caregivers and fathers saying that once a man makes a decision, no one should contradict it. This is important for the practical aspect of caregivers going to take their children for vaccination. If the father says no, then that is kind of a blocker of that decision. And mothers do have to respect that decision, as one of the qualitative quotes down below the graphs points out. A caregiver, by which we mean a mother in Uganda, saying if a wife dares to fight the husband's orders and go without his consent, then she might lose her marriage. So the stakes are pretty high for going against the father. So often his buy-in is needed for the vaccination to take place at all. Next, then, when we look at what fathers are concerned with and what their kind of motives in life are, it's maintaining the financial well-being of the family and ensuring that everyone in the family is healthy. That would seem a natural thing to hook vaccination behavior to. So a vaccination can be considered a way not just to make sure that the children are physically healthy, but also make sure that they grow up to produce money and to have good jobs and all of these kind of things that fathers value. That could be something very important and motivating. So although it varies by country, fathers do report high trust in religious leaders, as you can see from the second graph, which is important in understanding who they will are happy to receive messaging from and who they will trust to deliver messages about vaccination. The conclusions then, the research does suggest that fathers can be enablers or blockers to vaccination. So they are very important decision makers, and it doesn't just come down to the caregiver. So if we want to, and I think the research suggests that we should, design demand creation intervention specifically for fathers, we've got some clues here about how to do that. So linking vaccination to the health and the financial success of the family could be a fruitful avenue. And it may also be important that vaccination messages are delivered by trusted community figures, as this might have a positive impact on completion of immunization schedules. Thank you very much for listening. I'd be happy to answer any other questions by email.